and conditions apply. Your story matters. ASCA.
President Hichilema hands over 119 CDF ambulances to Ministry of Health. Sean Temple's bid to overturn Edgar Lungu's election ruling failed to take off after his lawyers withdrew from case. In Global News, reports say gunmen killed 22 after shooting at baptism ceremony in Niger. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mazinamova with the Unix FM News in Detail, 13 hours. President Hakainde Hichilema has handed over 119 ambulances procured under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to the Ministry of Health. In a speech read for him by Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift-Tia Luvalo during the handover ceremony in Lusaka today, President Hichilema has reaffirmed government's commitment to addressing health sector challenges and ensuring equal opportunities in socio-economic development. The head of state says the ambulances are part of government's efforts to strengthen Zambia's health systems and improve emergency medical services. President Hichilema has since urged citizens to look forward to a future where health systems are robust and ready to meet any challenge.
Once again, as I hand over these ambulances as the president, I want to make a commitment that our government is coming to addressing the issue affecting our people. Our goal is to create Zambia where everyone has the same opportunities in terms of social economic development. Let us look to the future with optimism. A future where every citizen feels secure in the knowledge that health is always within the reach. A future where health systems are robust and ready to meet any challenge.
And receiving the ambulances, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mutuma commended President Hichilema for prioritizing the development of Zambia's health sector.
Some ambulances, before, were costing $250,000. But with your careful, analytical mind, these are costing $79,000. They're saving, are now saving the lives of the Zambian people. Mr. President, you prioritize the Zambian life. As a recipient ministry, through local government, we shall take care of these ambulances. Your wisdom is appreciated.
The matter in which opposition Tonse Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo is seeking to overturn a December 10, 2024 judgment that barred late former President Edgar Lungu from contesting future elections has failed to take off on the basis that his lawyers have withdrawn. When the matter came up for hearing before a bench of 7 Constitutional Court judges, Mr. Tembo notified the court that his lawyers withdrew from representing him but desires to continue the matter. However, the court indicated that there is no formal application from Mr. Tembo's lawyers to withdraw their legal representation and advised that he places his house in order. In his petition, filed 5 months ago, Mr. Tembo argued that the judgment contravened Article 52(4), which stipulates that a candidate's eligibility should be determined only after nomination filings. Mr. Tembo is seeking a judicial interpretation of Articles 2673 and 106(1), 3, and 6 to determine whether they should be read in a manner consistent with the circumstances of last year, and calls for a determination that the judgment infringes upon Articles 52, 4, and 100 by preemptively declaring the former president ineligible before the filing of nominations. Meanwhile, Concord Vice President Judge Anud Shilimi, on behalf of other judges, adjourned the matter and ordered Mr. Tembo to engage his lawyers to file a formal application of withdrawal. He also urged Solicitor General Marshall Muchende to ensure decorum at the bar is preserved. In more news stories, the Lusaka High Court Economic and Financial Crimes Division has set December 2nd, 2025 for judgment in the matter in which Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Piri appealed the acquittal of former Justice Minister Given Luvinda on charges of possession of property reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime. The appeal followed a subordinate court ruling in April last year by Indola Senior Resident Magistrate Sanford Ngobola that the state failed to prove that more than $200,000 deposited into Mr. Luvinda's bank account between 2018 and 2019 were proceeds of crime, findings that DPP submitted to be a mistake. At today's appeal hearing, a three-judge bench led by Judge Ian Mavolovolo with Judges Anna Onujuju and Vincent Siloka heard detailed submission from prosecutors who said the trial court should have assessed whether there was a reasonable suspicion and as a forfeiture of proceeds of crime framework rather than requiring proof of a predicate offence. The state argued that $50,000 part payment towards a Kingsland City property raises questions about the loan explanations and documentary inconsistencies relied on by the defense, while Mr. Luvinda's lawyers insisted that the magistrate's findings on credibility and evidence were entitled to deference and that the acquittal should stand. The Japanese government, through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, has announced the rollout of the mainstreaming of community-based smallholder irrigation development projects in various provinces of Zambia starting next month. The project is an extension of the expansion of community-based smallholder irrigation development projects, which focus on irrigation development to improve productivity and stabilize production for small-scale farmers in six provinces, but was concluded in 2024. Speaking during a tour of JICA projects in Mansa District, Luapula Province, JICA Agriculture Representative Shogo Takeda revealed that over 4,800 hectares of land have been irrigated in the past decade, with more than 16,000 farmers trained under the project in Luapula, Muchinga, Copperbelt, and Northwestern provinces, among others. Mr. Takeda has further disclosed that an expert from Japan will be in Zambia in the next 2 weeks to facilitate technical discussions between JICA and the Ministry of Agriculture, including agreements on project funding and the target number of farmers.
Actually, in the Kobushi concept, we continued to collaboration for over the 10 years from 2009. And the latest project called eKobushi was ended in 2024. And now we are starting the new project called mKobushi from the October this year. The mKobushi M means mainstreaming. So as we expanded the Kobushi concept over the Zambia for this 10 years, and we already irrigated for the 4,800 hectares and over the 60,000 farmers are trained under the Kobushi concept.
And Acting Permanent Secretary for Administration in the Ministry of Agriculture, Lemmy Kafwangfa, has held the produce for sale and self concept under the JICA supported project, saying it has benefited numerous smallholder farmers who he has urged to build on the initiative by enhancing productivity.
I was being educated this morning by the fact that this is a core self and what is called. So that comes back to it. So,
on to global stories. Gunmen on motorbikes have shot dead 22 people, most of them attending a baptism ceremony in an attack on a village in western Niger, reports say. A resident told the French news agency AFP that 15 people were killed at the ceremony in Tillaberi region, which borders Mali and Burkina Faso, before moving elsewhere and killing seven others. Niger's military government has struggled to contain jihadist violence in the region carried out by groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. On Other World News, the BBC has more.
At least 50 people have died off the coast of Libya after a boat carrying Sudanese refugees caught fire. The International Organization for Migration says 24 people were rescued. Donald Trump is in Britain for his second